But ask yourself, if we'd learned on November 22, 1963, that the Premier of Russia had been shot from a Moscow office building by a lonely capitalist sympathizer who himself was then liquidated by a patriotic Muscovite within 48 hours while surrounded by armed police, I think it would be pretty apparent to any free-thinking person that a coup d'etat and a transfer of power had just taken place in the Soviet Union. And we would not be asking questions or attacking Jim Garrison or his record. We would, in a free-thinking society, be asking hard questions about why he was killed and what forces were opposed to him. Y'all gotta start thinking on a different level, like the CIA does. Now, we're through the looking glass here, people. White is black, and black is white.
The government's been in bed with the entire telecommunications industry since the 40s. They've infected everything. They get into your bank statements, computer files, email, listen to your phone calls, every wire, every airwave. The more technology you use, the easier it is for them to keep tabs on you. It's a brave new world out there. At least it better be.
You both were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale. What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret.
Is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code?
I wish there were something secret I could manifest.
322, secret number?
There are all kinds of secrets.
Welcome back to Cloak and Dagger. I'm your host, Lenny Bloom, along with my co-host, the great American Judge Buster, Sherman H. Skolnick. Sherman is on assignment. Joining me tonight on November the 9th at just after 10 o'clock Central Time, Captain Eric May of Ghost Troop. It's an honor to have you back here, Captain. Fill us in what's going on in the signals world.
Well, Lenny, I got to tell you, we're just a couple of old amateurs on the crypto side, but we both said that something was going to be real likely for 11-9, which of course is nothing but a backwards rendition of 9-11, that being November the 9th. And sure enough, CNN, Anderson Cooper, not 10 minutes ago, again it being 10 p.m. Central on Wednesday evening, said, by the way, in the Middle East they write the date first, date number first, and the month number second, so wouldn't you know it, this is the Jordanian 9-11. And I'm thinking, man, you know, how blatant are they going to make it? How blatant are they going to make it? So we've had the Jordanian 9-11. We've got all the telltale marks with three bombs. You remember they had that on London 7-7, the London 7-21 repeat of the 7-7 thing without bombs. I think Bali was three bombs. 9-11 was what, WTC-1, WTC-2, and the Pentagon, that's three. You know, they have a fetish for that.
Captain May, on one hand, it's not only so much how obvious they make it, it's how they don't connect the dots. It's not that making it obvious, it's actually they're ignoring it. And they're ignoring the patterns. They're ignoring the connections between the dots. They're disconnecting the patterns.
That you mean
between
the media and its failure to notice these things?
That's right.
Oh, sure. No,
if you were and I were on CNN tonight, we would show very definitely how there's a big connection between 9-11 and 11-9 and what's happening behind this whole so-called terrorist attack that it's really...
It's interesting. I've got a new article I'm working on, Lenny. I have to send it to you. It's going to be how we went from the GWAT to the GWO. And, you know, basically we start out with the Global War on Terror. And after a while, we put it together, you long before I did, that it's a global war of terror against ourselves, then I think it's working its way to becoming a global war of error. So that'll make it a glow. So this war, you know, it's interesting the way at this point, the establishmentarian process, the courts, the media, the Congress, are trying to gradually say, you know, except there might have been conspiracy here. It involved the leaking of the identity of a CIA operative. So they're willing to introduce a smidgen of the concept that really underlies it all. This is a vast cabal, a conspiracy. But the furthest they're willing to go is to say that, well, maybe somebody lied about somebody's wife. It's an amazing. I really think that the informational classes have gotten so broadsided by the internet.
Yeah.
That they're going to get their heads knocked off by it, like a 2x4 in an alleyway. They're going to get mugged by
right.
the internet. And you know, it all comes down to that fundamental principle of war or martial arts or anything. The internet is so fast that the dullards who run the other side can't possibly react to it quickly enough. It's like a big fat football player against Bruce Lee, with the internet being Bruce Lee, and the internet being what you and I are doing here, by the way. You
right.
know, instant information that goes out internationally. By the way, I've just sent out a piece. I think you'll get it by morning. And I think it'll be published out of Australia, to the effect that there are two major reasons that this event was needed tonight. You realize this event was built into the London Patriot Act legislation. I don't know exactly what they call it, which kind of, you know, one of the central things in that was the desire to extend the incarceration period from, I think, 14 days to 90. So that I don't know whether the Brits really go with the coding that much, but there's the 9 code. But it was their British Patriot Act built upon their British 9/11, which was 7/7 London. And that backfired. So the Blair boys certainly were grateful for an international terror event, which reminded everybody that the British really did need protection and took everybody's mind off the terror legislation, the British attempt to get the legislation through. Bush last night down here in the United States lost a couple of gubernatorial elections that were considered to be signals on the East Coast, and then a lot of gubernatorial initiatives out on the West Coast, where Arnold Schwarzenegger, their little quasi-Nazi, runs California for them. So the Bush boys took an electoral battering and lost a great amount of political power last night. The gist of all that being that today a miraculous event happened right before the evening news in the United States, which will probably remain the focus of news so far through the rest of the night, and I would expect tomorrow as well. So they're getting breathing room. I still think, and Lenny, you know, I've said this many times, I think you've said it back, that the way things have been piling up so much recently is not a sign of any grand plan finally reaching its culmination. It's a sign that the grand plan is badly off track, and they're thrashing.
Right, exactly. But certainly, certainly we have plans. It seems like the whenever the global government agenda starts to get into trouble, they need to trigger another terrorist event, which heightens the power of the global government once again.
Right, or natural disaster. Natural disaster seems to have become the preferred course this summer. After the Texas City attempt failed, largely because of your and my actions, and that's down there on the Cloak and Dagger page on beneath the Skull and Bones icon for Ghost Troop. The 7/28, July 28th evening that you and I kind of shut down the attempt to false flag attack Texas City, Texas. And since then, the world focus has been, well, let's see, Bali got the Aussies ready for some 9/11 type legislation, right?
It's,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The Australians have put through 9/11 type empowerment legislation, I believe. And I believe that's come in the wake of the Bali bombings, which were, what, 10-1? Yeah, exactly. 10-1, code number 11. Death count, 202. Code 22, break down to 11. Lenny, this stuff is, it sounds sick, and it is, because they have a sick system, and they have sick means, and they have sick ends. But the sick thing is that it's kind of interesting to figure out how they're going to do it next time, or this time. So, for instance, we know they love to play embedding games with the body count. What kind of message, what kind of little body count combination are they going to come up with? I think I may have told you the tornadoes. We're about to shift over to weather warfare for a minute. Many of the people who are listening to me now through you know that we work extensively. We being Ghost Troop, my military intelligence, former service members, all services. We worked on the weather warfare angle, which we didn't believe in any more than we believed the moon was made of cheese before we started researching it after Katrina. We determined that weather warfare was used for all three of the Category 5 hurricanes that came into the Gulf this summer. And it looks like the tornadoes the tornado that went through Indiana was weather warfare, Lenny, for a lot of reasons. One of them being that it happened on 11-6. Now, you know, 11-6, I think I've told you before, a 6 is a rotational, so a 6 and a 9 are the same number. So 11-6 was another 11-9. And they had a tornado come through and reported, 22 total deaths, 18 of them in a trailer park. So you get 22 breaks down to 11, and 18 is 1 plus 9, 9.
Yeah.
1 plus 8 is 9. So they're running these things all through there. And I wanted to tell your listeners, because I know that y'all would take a great interest in the culture comp, all that we're talking about is nothing but the premise that what they called the culture comp, they mean the neocons who cooked up this whole idea, the folks who run the corporate media, Hollywood and New York, they cooked things like culture comp, and they worked codes and embeddings into it all over the place. Well, there's a coded movie that pretty much explains what they were going to do with the Harpacane for this summer, and that movie is called The Day After Tomorrow. It was made by Fox Studios, by the way, as many of the propaganda movies are. And it was a movie dedicated to the premise that in one season soon, there would be 10 to 15 degree ocean temperature difference that would bring about cataclysmic hurricanes. Now, these hurricanes were coded as blizzards in the northern hemisphere, or in the northern United States, but they were really hurricanes in the southern United States. And in that film, incidentally, there were tornadoes were being used as weather weapons as well, or they were occurring naturally. But the point is, all these freak weather things that we've been seeing are nothing more than government weather modification weaponry.
Now, what's interesting, I don't know if you caught it, on the other hand, speaking of numerology, 11-22 is coming up. 11-22 is coming
right,
up.
JFK.
And the other night, Koppel on Larry King said that his last show will be on the 22nd of November, and he actually added that he was going to do and reveal things from his research on the Kennedy assassination on 11-22. Things from high level people in positions of authority, and it's going to be interesting to see whether or not Ted Koppel makes it alive to 11-22-05.
Oh, I can't believe Ted Koppel. At this point, he's such a eunuch that I can't imagine he'd say anything to get him in trouble.
Neither can I.
This whole 11-22 thing,
but,
man.
But Paul Martin up here in Canada had that's what he said about what he was going to do with the Kennedy assassination taken out of the CNN broadcast that was done in Canada the loop later on that evening at 1 or 2 in the morning.
You know, it's interesting how...
Interesting, eh?
Right now, well, you know, CNN's getting rid of, Aaron Brown?
Aaron Brown disappeared without a shot, with nothing
said. Now,
these
are big-time Zionists, man. These are big-time Zionists. Aaron Brown and then Koppel. And, you know, they run in bloodlines. Koppel's got his daughter, I think, with one of the cable networks now.
Well, the interesting...
I'm wondering, what do you particularly have a gander at this? I think it means things are breaking down already. I think the way that things are breaking down in the White House, here's the great alignment, Lenny. Let's go ahead and get to this. We've talked about geostrategy and geometeorology. Who thought we're inventing constructs for forms of warfare that they're waging against the American and worldwide community, right?
Right.
But let's get to the inside politics of the cabal now. The cabal at one time included the military, the intelligence agencies, the congressional apparatus, and the media, as well as the White House. Now the cabal, clearly the Democrats are pulling out of the cabal because they're insisting that the cabal explain how it got us into a war on faulty intelligence.
Right.
Which, of course, is nothing but the first step in a long slide, which means we were lied into war at every point, and then you're pretty close to going all the way back to 9/11 as part of the project.
Right.
So the Democrats are out, the congressional Democrats are out, which means the military probably gave it clearance or it couldn't have happened. And right now you've got the Republicans running interference for the White House, which is falling under the spell of, you know, Watergate or worse, certainly worse is what's deserved. And the media is an interesting point that it's having to say, we rely, the public didn't get the information, the Congress didn't get the information, and we didn't get the information. pretty soon they're going to have to say, man, maybe we should have asked questions. So the credibility of the entire media is going to crater here. As a matter of fact, very candidly, if I held stock in media right now, I'd unload it. And boy, if that starts a run, it breaks my heart. But the fact of the matter is, Lenny, come on. Where do you and I and everybody who's doing serious analysis now go to for their primary analytic source? The Internet.
Yep.
And that's where we broadcast, that's where we read, that's where we transmit. That's what we do. So serious informational transmission now no longer occurs with the news. I used to call up newsrooms and tell them that I knew they were a bunch of lying skunks who were covering up things like U.S. dead GIs in Iraq, all kinds of things I knew about.
Well, don't go through the things they cover up. We'll be here from now until doomsday.
I used to actually think there was some good in beating them up with it, and now I realize, my God, there's no greater waste of my time than to
talk to
people.
Your husband talking to the wall. Yeah.
The people who are supposed to be experts in media are nothing. They know less than the average Internet grandma who puts in 6 months to a year in an area of study.
Well, I think that the Zionists are being put into the ejector seat in some
way.
That's
what I think is happening. I think you're saying that the media is going to go through the same process. Koppel was in on the invasion of Iraq. Aaron Brown was sitting on the news desk the night they covered up Baghdad Airport and started covering up the Baghdad battle.
Well, I wish they would get rid of Robin McNeil, because he could have, and Dan Rather, there are two people that were in Dealey Plaza and could have told the truth about the Kennedy assassination, but chose to lie and got plum jobs out of it. And let's not forget Cokie Roberts, who is in the media, who's been covering it up. Her father, Hale Boggs, he knew the truth and he died for it. And Timmy Boggs, his son, is one of the biggest PR companies in D.C., and has been running the biggest. He got his payoff. So it's time that the Kennedy assassination be exposed and those involved in it be exposed and revealed. It's time for that. We've got to have a cleansing.
It would be interesting. I think right now it's all, what I see is I look out at my, 200, 300, 400 emails a day.
And Hillary Clinton, who was on the Watergate committee, which was all done in order to cover up more of the Kennedy assassination and the Sturgis Clay Shaw Oswald connection. Yes, yes, yes.
Hillary Clinton. You know, I haven't even gotten to the point that I've started in on her, the Wicked Witch of the West Wing. I haven't even started. But they're actually trying to line her up. You know, as I look at them, I'm thinking the media has gone to the point that we're worse than the Roman Empire. I mean, we've gone to the point that we go from Bush, Clinton, Bush, and what are they going to do next, Clinton or Bush? I mean, they're trying to set up Hillary Clinton on the one hand, Jeb Bush on the other hand. It's, it's such a farcical representation. It's such a farcical portrayal of what used to be the most radical democratic country on earth. The only democratic country on earth, indeed. And we got to, Lenny, since you like the royals so much, I got to say, you know, it's amazing on the English side of the UK, they, last week, getting ready for this terror legislation they were trying to do, their version of a Patriot Act, they had, the royals out dancing around at 7-7 Ground Zero, that's King and Queen, or rather, excuse me, Prince Philip. Prince Philip and the Queen. Then they had Princess, Charles and Camilla here in the U.S. It just wasn't enough. Lenny, we're going to have to break for a second. Well, Lenny, the macro view from where I sit, and do remember that Ghost Troop World Headquarters is right here. We're 10 miles down the road from Halliburton in Houston, Texas. We have fought this info war out on the front lines of the belly of the beast, the Bush lair. And the macro view from our side is that temperatures are elevated on the Gulf Coast, and right now we're very curious as to whether or not they're winding up another weather weapon. You know, the elevated temperatures in the fall were something that preceded the last super hurricane, Wilma.
For sure.
And the one before that.
For sure.
Rita. So we're concerned about that. We'll keep an eye on it. We're watching the media whores dance around in the twilight. They don't even realize that Rome is burning. They have no clue. They're trying to pad their resumes and figure out if they're going to be able to publish their next book. And they don't realize this is all hurtling toward treason trials.
Well, Captain May, it's been just a real pleasure having you bring your treasury of wisdom and give us an update, and it's just been terrific. When are we going to hear from you next?
Oh, Lenny, we've got.
We've been through a lot of
as things continue to be to progress along or regress or ingress.
We have
or
to speak. What are the next big numbers? Before 11/22, 11/11.
Well, 11/11 always plays, 9/9 always plays. They gave 9/9 at the end of their summer shuttle window, and we know that that was a window intended to cover their false flag attack. So, yeah, 11/11 is definitely something to look out on, but I got to kind of play it on by ear on that, Lenny, and I think to some degree they do too. I think they have numbers that are simply action dates, and some of them are set up long in advance with specific things, and some of them are simply dates with potential. You know, this is very much what the Romans used to say. They had what to do. They had certain numbered days upon which they could or could not conduct business, and that was by sacred taboo. They took it very seriously.
Give us your final salute, then, and we'll look forward to having you back again soon.
Well, I always give compliments to the Armed Forces members, and I exhort them to remind themselves of their oath of office that they took, in which they defended or swore to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I encourage people to go to Google and look up Ghost Troop Captain May. They can find our Ghost Troop there. And if they want to read my daily analysis, Lenny, you're a member, they can find me there. So until next time, I'm Ghost Troop Captain May. Out.
Read it yourself instead of asking the government why, because that will cause the propaganda to die. Good night.
Good night.